We're now joined by the head coach of the University of Maine, Jordan Stevens. Good morning, Jordan.
Morning, Rob.
37-21 setback for your team to UAlbany in that game as you've kind of gone back and looked at some film. Just give me your impressions on that game.
Yeah, I mean, a very good Albany team, and a team that is, I feel like has continued to get better throughout the season. Just watch them on tape throughout the year, and then, much improved from last year as well. And they're a big, strong, physical team. And so hats off to them. I thought it was they had a great game plan and came up here and executed. Just looking at the game, thought we approached it the right way and came out with a great first quarter. But we're still in the position we're learning to play the entire game and had some lulls in the second quarter and in the third quarter, which we weren't able to recover from. Possibly could have had a shot in the fourth quarter, but weren't able to get the ball back. And they went 4 minute drill really with 10 minutes left and left us without a possession. So there's pieces along the way, but the turnovers are something that we can't have, because that's really put us behind from a standpoint of just having possessions. I thought our defense did well, not allowing any points off the turnovers. We did have the fumble return for a touchdown, but in terms of turnovers, our defense did get stops off those turnovers. But very good Albany team, and we'll look to rebound this week.
Yeah, question this morning from Larry Mahoney. Good morning, Larry.
Morning, Rob.
Good
Morning,
morning.
Coach.
Morning, Larry.
Tough situation defensively. Gave up over 450 yards, and again with Poffenbarger, he could throw. But then the second half, they were able to just average almost 7 yards a run. How do you try to fix that with two games left? And I know you've got some big injuries back there, two linebackers and two safeties, but how do you address trying to get the defense back playing more consistently? Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, the end of the game, you're looking to get a negative play or a couple negative plays to be able to get them off track and at least force a third down where we can be in an advantageous position to get off the field. We weren't really able to do that, and they were able to get the ball down, and we were able to get the ball back, but with no real time to do anything with it. So, that we certainly feel like, in the game as a team, there's 11 minutes left in the game. I mean, you're thinking you had two more possessions there. We didn't get the ball back. So, we weren't able to close that gap. It really was a two possession game. So defensively, we just have to be better in those situations. The last 2 weeks we've been outstanding in 4 minute, getting the ball back to our offense. At Campbell, we were able to get the ball back to our offense and allow them to go 2 minute. But yeah, I mean, those are the things we're continuing to learn from, get better from, with a young group on the field. And there's some moments along the way that are things we can pull from, and if we do that more consistently, we're going to be in position to win.
Jordan, you had obviously got off to that fast start, 69-yard drive. You get a touchdown to open the game, and then even down 17-7 after that fumble play that you talked about, you come back and respond, 14 plays, 75-yard drive to make it 17-14. Did you feel good about what your offense was able to do, at least to that point?
Yeah, I mean, when we were moving the ball, in the plays that we didn't turn it over, we finished in the end zone. So I think there was real 9 possessions on offense. We punted 3 times. We scored on 3. We had 3 turnovers. So like that's the game right there. We need to we can't turn the ball over. I mean, we had 2 other possessions, but one was to end the half, take a knee, and the other one was 2 plays to end the game. So, that's something that we have to be better on. That's a program goal, is to win the turnover margin each game. We weren't able to do that. We have been be able to back each other up and play complementary football on defense and get some takeaways the last few weeks, but weren't able to do that. That's some just ball security. I think we're going to put ourselves in a better position if we have a little more discipline with the ball.
Big afternoon for Michael Munoz. Career high, 10 catches, 96 yards, touchdown to finish off that drive there in the second quarter that I was just speaking of. Obviously, Joe Gillette's gotten a lot of attention, but for Michael to come out and have a day like that. Just talk about what that meant for your team.
Yeah, that was huge. I mean, that was something we talked about as a staff, was just, you know, Mike had a great week of practice, and really it carried over to the game. And that's, you know, it's a good example for all of our players to see, is that, you know, his focus he brought to the week and his focus he's brought throughout the season has really paid off. And going back to Campbell, he had two big catches there, both leading to first downs. And then this game, I mean, really made some contested catches, some tough third down catches. So, you know, it's next guy up, and he certainly embodied that in the game.
Got a question this morning from Jordan Sartor Francis. Good morning, Jordan. You're on mute, Jordan.
Good morning, Coach Stevens, New Center, Maine. I'm just getting on this call, so I apologize if you just answered this question. But we saw the Lewiston patches that you put on the back of the helmets. What was it like? You know, the players' reactions. You all still ran out on the field. And what was the perseverance after Wednesday's events for you all to go out there and still represent for the state?
Yeah, you know, that was certainly, you know, first, just my thoughts and prayers are still with the families and victims in that community in Lewiston, the Lewiston, Auburn, Lisbon area there, you know, just everything they're going through and all the people in the state of Maine. So, you know, just going back to Thursday morning, a lot of it was really unsettling around here, around campus. We didn't have classes on Thursday. We kept our, you know, our schedule pretty minimal in the morning. Came back on Friday and, you know, we're able to do a little bit, but we did, you know, spend time as a team talking about, you know, the victims. We want to honor them. We wanted to play for them and play for those families and the community here in Maine. And, you know, really proud of our team and how they handled that. And, you know, the maturity, the compassion they showed off the field and the perspective, you know, and that's something, you know, for us as coaches and leaders, you know, and public figures here in the state of Maine, we wanted to make sure that, you know, we were able to, you know, make sure our players had time to grieve, but also had time to understand what happened and keep things in perspective that how precious life is. And we certainly felt like our players handled that well.
Thank you so much, Coach.
You got a follow-up question from Larry. Go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, thanks, Rob. Coach, just you got Hampton this week. Can you, first of all, as usual, injury update, will Gillette be more available? Either of the safeties, do you anticipate regaining any of the injured players? And then just take a look at Hampton for us. Thank you.
Yeah, we'll know more on, you know, certain guys and what their availability will be tomorrow morning, you know, when we get out to practice. But, you know, on Hampton, I mean, this is a team that's leading the conference in rushing, you know, strong rushing attack on offense. I think they have three guys with over 80 carries in the season. So, you know, they're able to formulate the run game in many different ways with different personnel. And, you know, defensively, they're a big, strong defense that is aggressive up front, and they do a nice job of covering down in the back end. And, you know, they're going to keep things in front of them. So we'll have to earn everything this weekend and on the ground and in the air. So, you know, this will be a very tough physical football game. And, you know, Coach Buddy does a great job. And, you know, just we're looking for a really competitive CAA game here in November in Orno.
Jordan, we haven't talked a lot about the defense, but John Costanza was a guy, career high 7 tackles for your defense. I know, as Larry touched on, you've had some guys banged up, and maybe just talk about his performance.
Yeah, John has continued to get better. I mean, his role last year was, you know, much more minimal. This year he's been a starter, and he's been really consistent all year. Yeah, really proud of his just mental focus, mental toughness throughout this season, and staying diligent, just practicing the right way, leading. He's becoming more of a leader. He's becoming more vocal, and I think that's through the confidence of the competition he's been in. You know, so he's a guy that does things the right way off the field and on the field. So really excited and happy to be able to point him out as a guy that is, you know, heading in the right direction and a guy to follow.
All right, Jordan, thanks as always for the time here this morning. Appreciate your comments on the tragic situation last week and the way your team was able to handle it. And hope things improve there, and look forward to talking again next week.
Yeah, thanks so much, Rob. We'll talk next week.
All right. Thank you.